Now, the latest showbiz news.
From Australia to Hollywood.
With Jaden Forster.
A very good morning to you, Jaden.
Good morning to you, Dave. And today we begin with an interesting story that sort of developed earlier in the week regarding the great Silverchair frontman Daniel Johns. Of course, he was sentenced in that drink driving case, high range drink driving, when he was driving his car down. He had quite a lot to drink, got plastered and was driving his car down the wrong side of a freeway up in Newcastle, and unfortunately smashed into another vehicle, and then has been sentenced to 10 months a community corrections order. So he won't actually be serving a jail sentence as such. And of course, you know, there'll be a lot of debate around whether or not he should be locked up or not, and whether there's one rule for the general public and one rule for the rich and famous. But in this particular case, I think the court's probably got it right. I mean, I'm not condoning drink driving or any illegal behaviour for that matter. It was obviously Daniel's own decision to get plastered and then get behind the wheel and everything like that. And he has to accept the consequences, and he's done that. He immediately checked himself into rehab, went there for 3 or 4 months. And his lawyer says that he's been sober now for 4 weeks since his release. So, and if you read his statements as well and sort of look at the big picture, he does seem genuinely remorseful. And I don't think sort of a stint behind bars probably would have helped anybody in this situation. So hopefully he can stay on the straight and narrow now and get back to making some great music again.
Yeah, fingers crossed for him. And look, he always seemed like such a genuine guy, Daniel Johns.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he's spoken about his struggles in the past in a podcast and everything. He's sort of like this, I sort of use the term a lot, sort of like this tortured soul. He's had a lot of issues, spoken very public about them, and sort of he's opened up as well about sort of adapting to being famous at a very, very young age, you know.
Very young.
So we all make mistakes. It's about how you respond to them, and if you own it and sort of accept it and go on from there, then people are accepting, whereas if you do the opposite and make excuses, people aren't, which is what a lot of celebrities do. But Daniel's not doing that, so good luck to him.
Good to see you. Just scares me a little bit. I was actually in Newcastle twice recently on those freeways, but anyway, we won't go into that. We'll move along from that. Hey, Burjo, John Burjo Burgess, how is he going? I haven't heard anything for a while.
Yeah, he's doing okay. He's certainly not 100%, and he won't be for a couple of months. I had a chat to him on Monday, and he doesn't have any symptoms of sepsis or anything like that anymore, as he did when he went to hospital in February. His only remaining side effect is that he's lacking energy, and his doctors say that that will probably be the case for at least the next 6 months. But he's very, very lucky. He dodged a bullet back then in February when his wife made that call to get an ambulance and get him off to hospital, and doctors started treating him as soon as he got to hospital. They knew what they were doing, of course, and that's sort of why, as he told me when we spoke at great length in February for that first interview he did after leaving hospital, that why he's now working to raise awareness of sepsis and its signs and its symptoms, basically encouraging doctors to be familiar with the new sepsis care standard that was launched last week, and encouraging all of us to know the signs and symptoms as well so we can save lives. So great outcome for Burjo to a story that could have ended very, very differently.
It certainly could have. Look, recently I have gone along and seen the new Top Gun Maverick movie. One of the trailers that was there was for the new Thor movie. The reviews apparently are in for it.
They are, and they're mixed.
Oh,
some
okay.
Some are saying it's more style over substance. Some are saying it's more comedy than the last film, and some are saying that it's sort of more etched in that rom-com space, given that there's a storyline in there that centres around Natalie Portman's character. Rotten Tomatoes has it at 71%, which won't necessarily stop people from going to see it, but word of mouth may. I had a friend who went to see it yesterday. I haven't seen it yet myself, but a friend who went to see it yesterday who said it was very cheesy and very corny and just did not hit the mark. So as I said, I haven't seen it myself, but I can sort of understand that review, given that the trailer that's out for it at the moment, the trailer in itself does look a little bit corny, playing up that relationship between Natalie Portman and Chris Hemsworth. So I guess we'll wait and see how it does at the box office.
When we talk about cheesy, it reminds me of 80s movies that were based around comics. But anyway, Jaden, great to catch up with you. We'll do it again next Friday, of course.
Wonderful. I'll catch you then, Dave.